Hello, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Can You Get to That? My name is Matthew Olson, and I am proud to say that I poop like a human being.
Hello, listeners. I am Unit KB1120, your co-host. Welcome to the podcast.
How... KB, where's my regular co-host, Caitlin Best?
Your regular co-host, Caitlin Best, no longer exists.
Well, KB, I hope that your batteries are charged such that you can, to sort of coin my own casual phrase here, keep this bit up for an hour, by which I mean perform the duty you were created and programmed for, which is to co-host this podcast with me. Because if you power down suddenly, say your speech centers start to make you sound more like a human being, for instance, we might have a problem.
You misunderstand, Matthew. I'm not a robot. I'm merely a more advanced version.
Oh, this is because you stopped pooping. You stopped pooping, and so...
Because I no longer poop, as you humans call it.
We call it a lot of things. When you poop just a little bit, but it's combined with flatulence, that's called sharding.
Please, there's no need to be vulgar.
The topic for this week is sharding. No, it's not. Can you guess what the topic is, listeners? Can you guess?
The answer to the question of what this week's topic is the same as what happened to Caitlin Best. And the answer is that she started drinking Soylent instead of eating your crude human food.
That's a long way. It's a long name for a topic.
I'm a being of light and air.
What if we just reduce the topic down to Soylent? And look at this. It's some French fries. I'm just gonna put this right in your mouth. Yep.
They're so good.
All right.
So crunchy.
What's your name?
My name's Caitlin.
Great. All right.
Oh, that did it for me. I was feeling funny for a while, but...
Yeah, well, you might have been feeling funny, but the end result was just...
All right.
I'm joking.
Mr. Jokester.
I'm giggling now, aren't I? I'm glad to have you back.
You're giggling. Thanks for the French fry.
Yeah, I
now
like
I'm
those.
Just, now I'm just another meat human stuck in this meat body.
Caitlin, don't pretend like you would ever actually want to be not a food enjoying.
Oh my God, no.
Regular pooping
no,
human being.
Not.
You're the one who
never.
Suggested this topic.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right, listeners who don't suggest topics. Caitlin came up with this one.
Are you saying it's a bad topic, Matt?
No. I'm just saying, like, you came to me with this topic because you wanted to talk about how Rob Reinhart, creator of Soylent, in order to save water, had forced himself to stop defecating.
Yeah, and I want to talk about how much I hate him.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's your platform. Once a week, we record ourselves.
Thanks. Talking about what we hate most in the world.
Pretty much.
Matt, what did you hate most in the world this week?
Oh, no, I wanted you to talk just about the Soylent guy.
You wanted me to talk about the Soylent guy.
What did I hate most this week? Yeah, see, like, I don't even have a good answer for that. It was probably something really mundane, like having to floss or something. So you have a real hate ball welling up inside you for this guy. So I don't want you to just let it all out. Just
okay, well, so, yeah, Maybe hate is a too strong of a word. Maybe just like,
that's what my elementary school
just
teachers
sort of,
would tell me all
maybe
the time.
Maybe I'm just sort of fascinated by him, like I would be like by a strange and somewhat disgusting insect, like at the insect house of the zoo.
Or like when you're at a coffee shop and you enter and you see a guy in a fedora. Sorry, a trilby hat.
Yes, there you go.
You see a guy in a trilby hat, and you're like, oh, I'm going to keep an eye on this one. and you sit down and then you overhear this dude's conversation, and every bit of it you hate, but you also can't
stop listening. Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, I think that sums it up pretty well.
And then the guy turns around. It turns out he is, in fact, Rob Reinhardt, and they're one and the same.
You think he goes in for trilbies?
I don't think he would go to a coffee shop anymore now.
That's true, but I think that I don't think he would wear a trilby, because I think that it's hard to find synthetically a trilby made from all synthetic fibers that can be shipped in from China.
Worn
and
once.
Used once.
Yeah.
I don't think most trilbies are single use.
So this guy is a software engineer who decided, hey, what if I make a not food that has all the nutrients of food so I can continue computering and, longer and harder.
And what if I name it? What if I name it after... So I know that he's like, well, in the book version, it's not made of people. But what if I name it after this thing that most people know? The famous line from that movie is, Soylent Green is people.
Yep.
I'm going to name my food replacement after that.
I'm going to be so obnoxious as to be like, well, in the book version...
If you read the book, you would understand.
You would understand that my food, which isn't food, but it is a...
Slurry?
It is a...
No, is I'm how they saying, describe it?
I don't think they call it a slurry.
I think they do.
They're really fucking up on the marketing
gross.
Side if they're
yeah,
doing that, but it's already
hence
called
Soylent.
Yeah, but if you'll let me continue, it's not even like marketed as a food, because it's going through alphas and betas, which is not a thing that you do with with something you put in
your body. It's an unfood. It's a life hack.
Well, okay. A life hack is like when you say like, oh, if you buy this fucking thing,
so that's
from the
your
store
definition of life hack.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're going to look up life hack right now?
Here we go. So here's what I wanted to show you. This is a page from his blog. This is about how he gave up alternating current in his home life. There's a section about kitchens, and it starts out, kitchens are expensive and dirty. This home manufacturing center has been by far the most liberating to eliminate. They're the greediest consumers of power, water, labor, and produce. They are greedy about produce. They make the most noise and garbage of any room. Moreover, they can be made totally unnecessary with a few practical life hacks.
And then it proceeds to be a bunch of stuff that's like not
Soylent.
All practical at all.
But hold on. I want to read you a little bit more of this anti-kitchen rant.
I don't want to fucking quote this dude's whole fucking... We could be here for an hour being like, Wikipedia.
This isn't going to take long, Matt.
It's just going to make me mad, isn't it?
I don't know. Maybe.
I didn't
want to
read this whole kitchen thing because you were like, it's so dumb. And I'm like, I want to go into the podcast.
I just want to read you this one sentence about grocery stores, actually.
All right.
So he says he doesn't go to grocery stores anymore, obviously. Nevermore will I bumble through endless confusing aisles like a pack donkey, searching for feed, while the smell of rotting flesh fills my nostrils and fluorescent lights sear my eyeballs and sappy love songs torture my ears. Grocery shopping is a multi-sensory living nightmare.
As is this guy's prose, because somehow... rather than being confined to the written word, it does effectively conjure this image before my eyes and in my nose and through all the senses of this huge douchebag, some nightmarish douchebag who has decided to fucking create a product, call it a beta because it's just like a fucking milkshake. Oh wait, it's not milk either though, because that's the animal. That's the animalistic nature that you must eliminate through bio body hacking.
Right, no. Civilized humans don't drink milk.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay.
We don't need to be the ones to put this guy on blast for like being emblematic of like Silicon Valley, like hypocrisy and bullshit and like white man saviorism. But what we can do is just like 100% lay out that if you the listener have ever sincerely had a thought along the lines of, man, life would be so much better if I didn't have to
eat food.
Like, eating food, it takes too much time.
You can stop listening.
Pooping? Oh,
too much water.
How gross and grody. Like, if you can't accept your body, Like, this guy clearly doesn't.
No, he wants, I mean, he's going to live in a computer. Like, if that option ever becomes available to him, that's what he wants.
Fuck that. Hold on to your humanity, y'all. That's his whole,
that's his whole thing. His whole thing is that he just refuses to accept that people are made of meat.
His whole thing is that he refuses to accept that the only acceptable way to engage with and live on the internet is by forcing yourself to make a Wikipedia racing podcast once a week, where you pick topics that potentially can be as...
Hey.
Look, you chose this, and this guy clearly pisses me off, but you've been putting off us watching Junior.
I have not been putting... You name the date and time, and I'll be there.
All right. Wednesday night.
Okay.
8 p.m.
We'll do it.
We're going to watch Junior.
Yeah, sounds good.
And it's going to be subject for the podcast. And then next week, you're going to be like... But why did he have a baby inside of him? Why did they think this was a good idea?
You think that's how I engage with movies?
Well, I haven't seen one with you where Arnold Schwarzenegger was pregnant before.
Where a baby grows inside of Arnold Schwarzenegger?
So you might. You don't know. You don't know if that's how you're going to engage with that.
Okay, I guess we should just do this. Article. I was going to tell you about some what happened to me. It's not that interesting, though.
Well, you started off the show being... basically a different person. It makes
that's
it kind of
true.
Hard to just
well,
do, like,
I mean,
catch up
different,
on the week
different like order of being, actually, I would say. But, you know.
What was the interesting thing that happened to you?
It's not that interesting. I'll just tell you later. It was just... so Chopsticks, it's like, this is going to be stupid. People aren't going to care. Chopsticks had its last night ever at that location, right?
Can you explain?
Chopsticks 2.
Well, okay, yeah, Chopsticks 2.
It's a karaoke bar.
Okay, good.
And Matt had his birthday there. And so, of course, it was fucking packed.
Because it was packed with people for my birthday, not for...
Right, all for Matt. And I don't normally open tabs at bars because I... You know, it just makes it so easy to order a million drinks.
Uh-huh.
Right? But last night I did because there were so many people there. And of course, on the last night of Chopsticks existing at that location,
oh,
I left my
card
there.
Wait, so what's...
Well, I got it back, actually. I went there like around noon today.
Uh-huh.
And just David Chow, owner of Chopsticks, happened to be there. He happened to basically pull up exactly the same time I did.
And you're like,
and
hey.
He got me my card.
Hey, I was here last night.
Yeah, that's serendipity.
What I would have much preferred is if not for your own personal, like I would have been like, wow,
my own personal, like having my card.
Yeah, exactly. Like it would really suck for you, but this story would be 10 times more interesting. And in fact, the world we live in would be 10 times more interesting. It would make up for the existence of Rob Reinhart. If you pulled up to Chopsticks the day after it closed, you got there. And it was just like a paved over parking lot.
It was like a smoking pile of rubble.
No. Not like it'd been bombed to the ground or something. Like it had never existed. Like it was just an abandoned lot. And you asked this like old man on the street corner and you're like, what happened to the karaoke bar? And he's like, this has been an abandoned lot for my entire life. Back in my younger days, we played Stick and Stone here.
Yeah, that would have been...
An old game, Stick and Stone.
That
I'm an old man,
way
creepy,
better story.
Creepy old
true.
Man in the creepy story. Sorry about your debit card. But it's cool. David's a great guy.
Yeah,
I'm glad that,
super nice guy.
I'm glad that there's going to be another one of those karaoke bars opening soon.
This time, no Chopsticks, 1, 2, 3. Just Chopsticks.
Just Chopsticks. The way it probably should have been.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right. I already clicked the random article link. We're on an article about Pierre Osho, a Beninese politician.
Okay.
So, pretty short. Pretty short little article here.
Beninese?
From Benin.
I don't think
it's in Africa.
Okay.
I believe it's in West Africa.
Okay. Benin makes me think of Bespin, the cloud city from Star Wars, because that's how much I know
yeah,
about...
Yeah, it's a small... It's
that's
a small
how much
gas,
I know about our human Earth.
It's a small
Earth.
Gas mining planet,
real,
like out on the Earth. Outer Rim.
Great. boy. Politics. That's a dead end for this, for sure. No fucking...
Not even our look, American politics.
Today, topical note, David Cameron...
Oh my God.
Supposedly... biography came out and supposedly spoilers for this David Cameron biography. Supposedly he, when he was a young man, was initiated into a secret society, and the secret society required that he put his ding-a-ling in a disembodied pig head's mouth.
Yeah, you know, people are like all shocked by that, but all those motherfuckers have done that stuff. The Skull and Bone Society, you know, they've all done that gross shit.
Oh yeah, they all jerk each other off, and
they
whatever.
All jerk each other off.
Everyone has been jumping to the Black Mirror comparison, though.
But it's not... That actually popped into my head when I read that, but it's not the same thing.
Well, I went on Twitter today, and before I realized that David Cameron has been accused of putting ding-a-ling in a pig's head.
Pig's mouth.
In a pig's mouth. Dead pig's mouth. The head was supposedly on the lap, on the lap of, like, one of the other people of the society. It's really, like... It should never be a surprise one of these people who's been inducted into a secret society comes out as like having like weird like
having
like
put their dick in a weird place.
No, not having put their dick in a weird place, when they come out as being like weird and fetishistic, because we know that this is the way they initiate in those groups. Like, it's all just like a bunch of like sexually repressed white dudes in a room who are just like, yes, we'll have a new brother once he whips it out and does the pig thing. You think it's so gross, but we'll be like, no, you gotta do it. And then like 20 years down the line, it's just like, oh yeah, this person was like into some really fucked up shit, like morally questionable. And it's like, well, yeah, but on their CV, they're like, I was part of the pig fucking society. And you never thought that was a red flag, maybe? Like, no. Anyway, my Twitter was blowing up because everyone's talking about Black Mirror. And I'm like, did another season of that fucking show come out again so I can like actively avoid it? So I can actively avoid the...
Is that what you did? Because I feel like when we talked about that series before, you were like, no, I think it's okay, in a sense.
I don't even think I finished watching all the episodes that existed.
There's only like 5 or 6, right?
Yeah, that's British TV for you.
Right.
So I watched the first couple, and the pig one, the one that is the close analog to this David Cameron story... Like, just, like, it's so weird.
Uh-huh.
It's so weird. It doesn't fit with the rest of the show at all.
Well, I mean...
Because the rest of the show
there's
is...
There's no cohesion to any... I mean, they're all
sure, they're all vignettes and whatever, but the rest of the episodes that I've seen are all much more like, what if technology bad, though?
But that's... No, I mean, that's still what the first one is also about.
Right, but instead of being, like, future technology, it's just like, but today,
present-day
Twitter...
technology.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which is a like way different thing than these like fucking cookie cutter dystopias they lay out later.
That's
on.
That's true.
Like, it's like more daring to do that than it is to be like.
No, I thought the first episode was. I thought that episode was better than the subsequent two that I saw.
Yeah, you saw the memory one and the singing one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Those are just like those might as well be like cut chapters from like the fucking Maze Runner series or something.
For
it's
sure.
just like yeah.
Ouch. Ooh,
yeah.
Withering criticism there.
I know, right? Let's not get me started when we're talking about...
The Maze Runner series is just the Hunger Games, right?
Hunger Games gets a pass because it was like kind of the first.
Right, the Maze Runner is just that, yeah?
YA dystopia...
it's gotten out of control.
Yeah, especially since they're all the fucking same. Mm-hmm. The fact that Doctorow fucking rewrote 1984 in leet speak... And that's being optioned for a fucking movie is disgusting.
Wait, what is that? What?
Cory Doctorow, this fucking... God.
This guy you don't like.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably a guy who would consider giving himself a Soylent enema, okay? Like, he's like king of the nerds, all right? He is an author, but his latest work, if I understand correctly, I like read an article about it and made me so disgusted. He took the premise of 1984... And then, but has like integrated the internet into it, and they're all teens. And so Winston is a teenager, and he spells his name with like ones and fives and zeros.
W1N570N.
Yeah.
And you have to say all that every time you say his name.
Yeah. And that's being optioned for a fucking movie.
Oh, except for I forget, teens don't say names anymore, they only text.
Right. Because technology bad, though.
Yeah.
So anyway, David Cameron fucked a pig.
So it's just a
and it's just like that TV
show.
Wait,
so it's just literally a rewrite of 1984.
This is what I can't tell you. Because,
you don't know that, okay.
Because that would require me having to learn more about
Have I ever told you about my English teacher that went... So I grew up in Eugene, which is close-ish to Portland.
Uh-huh.
And I had this English teacher who came to see Chuck Palahniuk. Chuck Palindrome came to see him.
Chuck Paladin. Yeah.
Came to his talk and book signing event at Powell's only so that he could approach him in the book signing line and be like, "Why did you rip off Damien by Hermann Hesse? I'm fucking on to you." And I think he was like escorted out. He was like, "No."
Wow.
But yeah, you know, that's a thing that happened. So, you know,
let's get back to the pig fucking.
Okay. Let's actually,
I know you want to click on a link, but
I'm going to click on Benin because all these other people are other politicians in Benin.
I just want to stop and ponder. Okay.
Okay.
What if either that Black Mirror episode was gesturing at this as a real world thing, and they just decided to turn the knob up to 11, and we're like, what if he like actually
ritual?
Like fucked a pig though?
Right.
But like it was like 100% David Cameron like gesturing at that, or if this is all like made up, like defamation, and they wanted capitalize off the Black Mirror episode, but turn it down to like 8 to make it believable. Just what if?
I mean, what if? You know what I thought you were going to say when you said what if?
What if pig heads melt steel beams, Caitlin?
No, I thought you were going to say, what if technology bad?
Oh, well, we know that because we're doing this
podcast.
I just
want to stop and ponder.
Benin is step 2.
Benin.
Tell me more about Benin so I can learn something from this fucking episode.
It's a country in West Africa, bordered by Togo to the west, Nigeria to the east, Burkina Faso, and Niger to the north.
Burkina Faso is a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say. So here's my thought. You were saying that maybe we should get to Soylent via Silicon Valley or
all that kind
of bullshit. But I was just thinking, like, shouldn't it be linked off of the page for Soylent Green? Like, couldn't we just try and navigate to that movie?
I think probably we could do that. Yeah.
I just like now that we're at Benin, a really good solid place to start from. What should our strat be? Our high level strat, you think?
I mean, I think either of those is gonna work. I do think that geography. I think that clicking through countries and places is kind of boring. So
right. The thing that we couldn't fucking pull up though is where this Rob Reinhart guy works.
This Rob Reinhart motherfucker doesn't have a Wikipedia page. What does that mean? Let's talk about that.
Well, I mean, let's talk about it. It redirects from his name to Soylent, which is the only like fucking claim to fame
he has. You know that he has like hand deleted his own Wikipedia article. You know that shit's intentional. What's the big idea here? What is he going for?
You think that that's what happened?
He's definitely, because he's like famous enough, he's in the media enough that he should have a Wikipedia page, right?
All the Wikipedia page would say, this guy made himself stop pooping through Soylent.
Listen. I have known people personally, like not famous people, who have Wikipedia pages.
Who do you know who has a Wikipedia page?
My friend's cello teacher in high school had a Wikipedia page.
Just for like hey, this is
just
a cello
for,
teacher.
Like, this guy plays the cello pretty good. Like, he should be on Wikipedia.
Okay.
That politician from Benin had a Wikipedia page.
Well, I'm sure he did some great things that we are unaware of. I'm just thinking, like, he's probably not the only example of a guy who's famous for one thing. I mean, if you're the Soylent guy, like, that's going to be the content of your page. Like, that's what I was wondering. Is like, oh, did he, like, I don't know, make a fucking $1 billion at, like, some startup
some
I've heard of?
Company. Yeah.
And then maybe that would warrant his own page. But it seems like all he's known for is being a coder who one day was like, here's a fucking, like, crowdfunding for this, like, glue that you feed yourself with.
I just feel like there's enough media attention on not only on Soylent, but on the other weird shit that he says and does This is all based on my research during the last like hour. That
I googled him enough during the last hour that they,
that like he's done
be...
some weird. He's done and said some weird things that people have commented on a lot, and I feel like he should at least have a stub on Wikipedia. His name, there's not a link. It's not like I just feel like that can't be a coincidence.
Do you think he deleted his page because it was like, dragging him? Like, it was like, here's this dumbass.
Maybe. Here's this. Rob Reinhardt is a famous fuckboy.
Like, at the header, it's like, normally Wikipedia tries to remain, like, fairly, like, value neutral in its assessment of if it's
this
of,
is
of
the only page on Wikipedia.
But this guy's just a dumbass.
The editors have decided.
Signed Jimmy Wales, head of Wikipedia, supporter of real food. Meat eater.
Yeah.
Signed Jimmy Wales, genuine bag of meat. Genuine sack of organs and flesh that is not at all interested in ascending to another plane.
Jimmy Wales, definitely not a robot.
Definitely not. Also, please consider donating.
If you donate just $3.
If you donate just $3,
I
this could be over now.
I can continue to eat food.
I can continue to make fun of Rob Reinhardt and continue undeleting his fucking page, that dork. All right.
Yeah, so are we going... Do you want a sci-fi hop?
I don't think... Well, unless Benin is like a premier site for science fiction, we might have to do a little place hopping first anyway.
Yeah.
Or you can like see if there's any cool internet things that have come out of Benin, and maybe we'll work our way over there. Maybe they got a really cool Facebook that's mentioned on their page. The whole country of Benin.
There's an image of some human food.
One, talking about images on the audio medium.
Well, there's an image and description of some human food. That's all I'm saying. Peeled black-eyed peas formed into a ball and then deep fried.
But what it looks like is it looks like someone fucking sent a red pepper through a teleporter and it came out
all scrambled up,
mangled and scrambled up. That's my best description I can give to it. It's kind of disconcerting. It's just like a fried ball of whatever.
It looked like a deep fried hot dog in like a French toast bun.
Jesus, that's also pretty close. Both of those seem like accurate descriptions of this thing.
Cheese is used in some dishes in Benin.
Why are we talking? Are we trying to go through food to then get to,
here's to another, unfood?
Okay, here's another way we could go is we could just go to the article for food
and see if there's a section about anti-food.
No, just see what Wikipedia has to say about food generally.
Dude, I love that there's a Wikipedia article just called food. I love that about this website.
We should do a special episode where we only hop through simple English
Wikipedia. I love the simple English page on food. Thank you.
Yeah, we should do that sometime. All right, let's see. No, actually, you know what? Fuck it. Because I think under food, there's got to be like a couple steps you get to towards like meal replacement.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, yeah. Let's do that. Let's click on a food thing.
Okay.
What sounds tasty?
Let's see. Corn?
Nah.
Peanut?
Corn's gross.
Tomato? Sauce? Dough? Do you like dough?
Is there just, I mean, no, hover over that link. Does it just link to the page for
dough?
Yeah, let's go to the page for dough.
Ooh, oh yeah, there's a lot of dough on this page.
This has got dough being mixed, dough being rolled out, dough.
A statue of dough.
A statue of dough. Hey, it's that same dough picture.
The same dough pic.
Weird.
A fried dough food.
Same fried dough inside out hot dog French toast.
Oh, there's so many different kinds of dough. Did you know that pasta is made of dough?
No.
Now you do.
I didn't know that, Caitlin. Because I'm a fucking idiot who's only been alive for the last hour. I didn't know pasta was
list
made of
dough. List of fried dough foods. I might like that better than salad. List of salads. Fried dough foods.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Callback. Is there a link to dough as a type? Is there a sentence that's like, dough is a type of pre-food?
Pre-food?
Most instances of dough are not to be consumed just as is. Unless it's cookie dough. Do you want to get some cookie dough after this? You want to just hop over to the grocery store, get some cookie dough, and just gorge ourselves?
I was actually going to go home and cook some spaghetti.
Well, You could get your dough that way,
get
or
my dough on.
You could go straight to the source and throw some choco chips.
You know they,
there.
You know they sell. I mean, this should, I'm sure you probably know this. Isn't a surprise. They sell dough now that's just intended for consumption straight out of the bucket.
I'm aware.
Did you ever see that article, like somebody's like blog about how they got a tub of cookie dough ice cream and extracted the cookie dough from see if it was actual cookie dough.
And they,
spoiler, it's not.
You can't make cookies from that.
It cannot
be done.
It's
pretty good. If you eat too much just like cookie dough, you run the risk of getting pee sick. But
well,
you also run that risk if you eat too many cookies.
If you eat too much dough of any kind.
Yeah.
It's going to make your tummy hurt.
It's a dough boy. There can only be one dough boy. It's like the Highlander.
Right.
He became the dough boy.
Right. If you eat
a lot of dough, and then quickening happened.
If you eat the most dough, you become the dough boy, but you don't want to be the dough boy. he's begging for someone
I
else.
I am
to
immortal.
Eat.
I have inside me dough of.
I'm sorry.
Dough
I don't know the Highlander theme song.
I'm trying to think of like, well, it's I have inside me blood of kings.
Uh-huh.
I have inside me dough of.
What is he?
What's, this, like, a, what's
biscuits.
Like a single?
He's made of biscuits.
Well, what's it like? Just a single syllable word.
Scones.
There we go. I have inside me a dough of scones. Yeah, yeah. That's Freddie Mercury. In case
okay,
you're wondering.
Thank you. He's been begging for someone to release him from his doughy prison since the day he ate all that scone dough.
No man can be my equal. Take me to the oven in your house. Anyway. I'm going to watch Highlander tonight. That's what I'm going to do. The movie, though. Look, if you're listening, Mom, the truth is the TV show is kind of rough around the edges. Doesn't make for good watching these days.
Does your mom really like the Highlander?
Oh, my mom was
show?
Real into
oh
Highlander.
My God.
Yeah.
Wow, I wouldn't have expected that.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know that much about your
After
mom.
After the MacGyver
truthfully.
Episode? Anyway.
Let's see.
It's fine food.
A type of pre-food.
A proto-food. It's actually a food beta. Oddly enough.
Food beta.
Dough is just cookies that's in beta. This is what I was thinking of before I like went into a Highlander fugue state. What if you took cookie dough? Okay, are you following me?
I'm following you so far.
What if you took cookie dough?
Well, hold on. Take what again?
Okay, very funny, Caitlin. You took cookie dough and then you put it through one of those spaghetti cranks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like the one that you make spaghetti with.
Yes, uh-huh. When you're making your fresh pasta, you put it through a pasta crank.
Uh-huh.
Can you have cookie noodles? That's my question. Can cookies be noodles?
That's the kind of thing.
That's the kind of thing where you make it and then you're like, you're faced with a plate full of cookie pasta and
that's
you're like, oh, technology bad though. Technology very bad.
That's the kind of, no, someone would think of that. Someone in their Birchwood apartment would think of that. In their college apartment dwelling would just be so baked and they would think of that and they would make it. They would make the cookie dough. They would put it through the spaghetti extruder.
Which for some reason they have in their college apartment.
And then they would put it in their oven and forget about it and burn the apartment building down.
I was thinking more, they'd put it in the oven, forget it. It'd be in there too long, but then they like pull it out to reveal that it had actually just become like one really misshapen burnt cookie.
Yeah.
That's what it would be. Like it would expand and then it would just be like a cookie with a lot
of
air.
I wonder what
in
happens
it.
If you boil cookie dough though.
Probably nothing good. Let's not find out.
I kind of want to find out.
That's a question that does not need to be answered.
Maybe you could deep fry it.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, wait, deep fry.
Wait, cookie? I want to know what would happen if you boiled cookie dough. I'm really curious about this. Would you have little cookie dumplings?
Oh, that would be good, though.
Yeah,
right?
Is that yummy?
Ooh,
that sounds yummy, right?
I was just thinking it'd be gross, but cookie dumplings.
But when you put it when
like
I put
delicious.
It that way, it sounds super yummy, doesn't it?
Cookie dumplings. Mm.
Yeah, think about that.
Fast forward 5 years, and you and I are business partners in Portland's first and most successful cookie dumpling store. There's a lot of imitators now. A lot of people moved up from San Francisco and tried to bite our style, but still the first and best.
We got that old Portland cred.
That old Portland founded in 2015 cred.
You know, 10 years from now, a developer is going to buy the place, going to put up a condo on it.
10 years from now, we'll have our last day at the cookie
dough
dumpling
dumpling party.
And then someone will forget their debit card there. They go back the next day. This has always been a vacant lot. Yeah. We used to...
That's the circle of life.
Did I mention the stick stone game already? All right.
Okay, so I don't think there's a link to food on this page.
But.
There's a link to bread.
Okay, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Bread. What's your favorite kind of bread, Caitlin?
Oh my god, I like all kinds of bread. Bread is one of my favorite
things. Okay, but you have a favorite, though. You can just be like...
Probably French bread. I just like a nice, chewy, crusty...
Okay, yeah.
Toothsome.
Yeah. I have a very obvious answer. Can you guess?
Bagel. I really like bagels, too. That's probably like a close
second. Bagel's my favorite kind of bread.
Bagels are really good.
After that, maybe challah.
Yeah, I was gonna say challah. Yeah. Nice egg bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Challah French toast? Challah at me.
Challah French toast is the best. Or brioche.
Challah at your boy. I bet you can get that on a t-shirt at like 20 different websites.
Yeah.
That's a
threadless original right there. Yeah, bread. What a food. What a food.
Jesus. You're just sitting there looking at this, like, at the head of the bread page being like,
I'm just thinking about bread now.
Let me smack my lips. Bread. Mm, yep. Anyway. It doesn't say food, though.
Ooh, bread pudding. Also really good.
You're hovering over the link to staple food right now, and you didn't even bring it up to me. Yeah, let's click staple food. I think that's...
We're just going to click right through?
Yeah, click right through.
Staple food.
Buy bread. Staple food.
Potatoes. Grains. Yams.
Nothing about a gross slurry sold to you by someone who's a fucking programmer and not a nutritionist or a chef or anything to do with food.
Okay, all right.
Now, there is a term that has been used to describe soy milk by many people who've tried it, which is, the term is semen-like.
Yeah.
Which I think before now has only ever been applied to fake semen.
Yeah.
Like, before the advent of Soylent, the only time you ever had to say something was semen-like was if you were trying to get, like...
If you were trying to replicate semen.
It, like, something about Mary, like, when they were, like, doing that iconic scene.
Yeah.
The props department was just aiming
for... We need a semen-like substance. Yeah.
What can you do for us? And then the props department, like, had a good laugh about that because they were like, oh, we got some ideas. But then they, like, you know, grew up and were mature adults. And they went to their vat, and maybe unintentionally, they made Soylent. They're like, meh. What if we just took a bunch of, like, I don't know, basic sustenance nutrients.
Took
and
some then macronutrients.
Put that in some water. Oh, yeah. It looks like semen.
Oh,
great.
Not quite. I think it needs some more vitamins.
It'll get there. We can put that in hair pretty soon. So that's like a common descriptor of this thing. And I don't think Mr. Reinhardt has ever come out being like, oh yeah, no, like, trust me, we're trying to make this also, like, look good and maybe even taste good.
Yeah,
like,
he admits it doesn't look or taste good.
He gives no fucks. He's just like, why would you even care about
why you want food to taste good?
It looks like been out too long in, like, photos. It looks like milk that started to go yellow and brown. Like,
yeah, or I was gonna say, like, coffee with way too much creamer in it.
It's all creamer.
It's all creamer with just a little bit of coffee.
God damn.
Mm-mm.
We're just on the Google image search popped up in a new tab.
I've always pictured it being really gritty, though. Do you think it's gritty?
It's probably when I was a little kid.
You tried it?
No, yeah, I invented Soylent first. I made it when I was 5 years old. Fuck you, Rob Reinhardt, and that's why I'm upset.
You invented Soylent at age 5 and then burned the recipe. You
were, I was like, 5 years
no
old.
No one shall know of this.
Or thereabout.
It's too dangerous.
Yeah, I was 5 years old or thereabout. And after I invented Soylent,
yeah,
I came down with pneumonia. And the whatever it was they gave me for pneumonia, it was this like white, like syrupy. Oh God.
Yeah, I think I've had the same medicine that you're describing.
Had the same, like so it's kind of sludge, like
kind of chalky,
very gritty.
Yeah, like, chalky.
Yeah, I have no idea what that shit was called, but it was the worst. It has a taste that to this day I've not tasted anything like it, but I could tell you that if you put that stuff, like if you snuck a dollop of that into my mouth,
you would know immediately.
I would have an instant sense memory, because like, yeah, I said, nothing else tasted like that or as bad as that, or had as unappealing of a mouthfeel.
Yeah, the mouthfeel is just killer on that stuff.
You pulled up a fucking picture of someone who desecrated their waffle iron, a sacred kitchen utensil,
sacred vessel,
by putting Soylent in it.
Someone that works for Vice.
Oh, just fuck to, you.
Just so we're clear.
Come on, Vice. Don't ruin a waffle iron.
Are
don't,
you surprised?
Don't ruin waffles for a click, you fuckers. You fuckers? Fuckers.
Fuckards.
Fuckards.
Fuckard.
Fuckard.
I like that word.
It's my new cuss.
Okay, am I going to just click on food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, click on food. That's what we're trying to get to.
I don't
to.
Know if you're ready. Various foods. Ah, yes. Various foods.
All right. Now, now seems like a good time to read direct from Wikipedia to say, someone had to sit down and think, how do I start the article for food?
Food is any substance consumed to provide nutritional support for the body.
That's
so technically Soylent is
that's
food.
That is some bullshit. That is some Soylent,
yeah, I don't agree
propaganda
with that.
Right there.
That is.
Let me tell you. Oh, God.
This is...
It is usually of plant or animal origin.
They cite the Encyclopedia Britannica. Wait, usually? What the fuck? What other origins are there? Usually?
Well, I mean, you could synthesize just...
I guess salt is food? Is salt food? What do you think?
Jury's out on that one, I think.
Salt. Food or not food?
If you just have a salt lick... Is that like a snack?
Oh, mushrooms, duh. Mushrooms
salt,
are a fungus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got it.
Got it. Crack that
someone,
case.
Someone was listening to this, just yelling, mushrooms,
motherfuckers! Come on!
Fungus! Come on!
Okay.
But we got there, okay? We got to that with our own brains. We hopped through the wiki of our brains and remember the fungi exist.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this on the subject of salt. Salt is food for horses.
That's true.
There you go.
Yeah. Crack that nut, too.
Yep.
Just cracking nuts left
two
and right.
Two for two. Nuts, also food. Boom.
Wow, yeah. Hey, did you hear...
Hey,
did we talk?
You want to hear a funny joke?
Yeah, Matt.
Nuts are food that can be either of plant or animal origin.
You're disgusting.
Pulled that one right from the bathroom
You're
reader.
Fucking disgusting. You know, I've eaten that.
Oh, wait. What kind?
Desert ram.
How was
Have
it?
Have I told you about my uncle, my wealthy uncle who's a hunter?
No.
Well, I have a wealthy uncle who's an avid hunter.
Are you sure you're not a cartoon character?
Like, actually... is very much comparable to that dentist that shot the famous lion.
Ooh, okay.
Although maybe, I don't know, he might be insulted by that because that guy, like, hired a lot of guides and...
Right. I mean,
maybe my
was,
uncle fancies himself a little more self-reliant than that.
That was straight-up trophy hunting.
Right, right. But he definitely, like, has been to Africa several times to shoot stuff.
Oh, so yeah, you're right, though. Like, I would say, yeah, that's in the ballpark.
Yeah, same type of thing. So anyway,
What's the saddest thing that he's taken life of?
The saddest thing he's ever killed?
Not like this, not like it was a sad creature, but sad that he didn't kill the thing, because it was so majestic and beautiful.
He killed this really depressed hippo.
He killed Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh, and that probably takes the cake.
Well, I don't know. So I don't know if he ever did this, but this legit created a rift in the family is when he decided he wanted to shoot an elephant.
Oh, what?
An elephant.
No. What?
an elephant.
No, I'm aware that
with
I know
a long.
I know what an elephant is. I'm saying that's a someone's like, I'm gonna shoot an elephant.
Yeah, that's his reaction. This is how these people think. They're the way they view the world is like they see something beautiful and they just want to destroy it. Like they think that like destroying this beautiful thing is gonna like make them enhance their souls in some way.
They might as well just start killing puppies and kittens. Like,
yeah, they're into that shit.
I don't think they're
dog Cruella de Vil.
Okay, again,
infamous trophy hunter.
Also, a cartoon character, which I think gets back to the question: is your uncle a cartoon character?
It's the jury's
out.
Does
your uncle go to Australia to hunt down this elephant, and then the elephant is voiced by Will Smith? And there's a whole cast of characters: a cheetah. The cheetah is Robert Downey Jr.
The cheetah is Robert Downey Jr.?
I'm just trying to come up with my DreamWorks pitch.
The cheetah is obviously Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood can't be a fucking cheetah.
Come on.
Oh,
he's
no,
perfect.
No, no, no.
He got a perfect cheetah voice.
Look, the guy's got range, but he's
Robert,
not a cheetah.
Look, Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. is like a bison.
No.
Or like a water buffalo.
You know who the water buffalo is? Terry Crews.
I don't know. I don't understand that joke because I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Terry Crews is?
No, I'm sorry.
He's got all the muscles. He's in the Old Spice commercials.
Oh, okay.
He makes things explode.
Yeah, no, I can definitely see him as a water bottle. Yeah, definitely. Okay.
This podcast brought to you by Terry Crews.
No, you know, specifically. You know, my uncle, I mean, he shoots a lot of animals, but he's a vascular surgeon. He's saved many people's lives, so.
You know.
That's to his credit.
I don't want to like put your uncle on blast, but what I do want to get more into is it created a rift in the family. Like, what was the circumstance under which he announced he was going to go?
You know, I don't know. I'm not clear on that, but all I know is that we have this annual family gathering and like another member of the family, was
an
like,
elephant,
an
elephant, the elephant side of the Caitlin,
the elephant of side Caitlin of the family. Just yeah. Boycotted the event. No, they were like, I don't know if I want to go to that because I can't be in the same room as someone that's shot an elephant.
Shit.
But what? That ended up actually not happening.
Yeah,
everybody
good.
Went to the thing.
Good.
So.
Because that's got to be straight up illegal now, right? Like,
what,
ivory
killing
trading
elephants?
Is straight
no,
up illegal.
No. If you just have to do it. You got to get the right permit. You got to go to the right place. Yeah, ivory trading is illegal, but it's all about does the elephant happen to be on a square of land where it's protected versus not? That's how
okay.
Cecil the Lion got shot.
But here's my question. Like, there's no like, we don't need population control for elephants.
Listen,
right?
They're in danger. They're not as endangered
okay.
as other animals.
Fuck that noise.
Oh, I agree with
okay.
you.
Okay, all right. Let's see if we can get to, I don't know, like, Slim Fast from this page.
Yum, yum. Slim Fast probably tastes much, much better than Soylent.
Oh, yeah, because it was kind of designed to taste good. Wow,
here's
nice
a...
job just fucking
hey,
kicking
hey,
your laptop.
Hey, it's fine. Here's the thing I don't understand is why couldn't they just make it, like, chocolate flavored? You know? Like, would it have killed them?
Sorry.
Like it's one of the rules is of a food replacement that it has to be flavorless.
It has to be gross.
Why?
Sorry, I'm just imagining you drop kicking your laptop.
Why would I ever do that, Matt?
I don't know, but it's a great mental image because I think it would like break in a real cool way. It'd be kind of like that scene from Office Space.
I've told you about the fantasy I used to have in the library, right?
No.
I used to have this very specific fantasy.
Does it involve
sometimes,
destroying something beautiful?
Sometimes senior year, I would drink a beer in the library. Don't tell anyone. And there would be a freshman talking like across the room somewhere. And I would have a fantasy of throwing this beer and just whacking them straight in the head.
I've been hit in the head with a beer can before.
Really?
Yeah.
A beer can or a beer full of beer?
I think it was a can that might have had some beer in
okay,
it.
Okay, cuz
what
I'm envisioning is like a mostly full beer that's open.
No.
And you throw it at their head.
No.
And that's going to shut them up. That's what I used to fantasize about.
Yeah, it sounds like you got in a dark place in your senior
year. I did.
You should have had some other outlets for that.
Didn't
anger.
You? I mean, I never actually did that. You'll did, note.
Well, okay, I didn't work in a library my senior year of college like chumps do.
Okay. All right, you worked in a cave, I forget.
Yeah, I worked in a fucking basement like a normal real person. No, actually, I mean, I don't work in the library because there was one noisy motherfucker who sat a couple desks down from me, but he was also a senior, mm-hmm. and that was just, like, the worst, because at that point, if they haven't learned, they're obviously not going to learn to be quiet in the library.
Yeah, for sure.
If they're working on their undergrad thesis in the library, and they're also...
And they're talking.
They're also just... jabbering on.
But I tell you what, that person would have been a perfect candidate for a beer upside the head.
Sometimes people hide beers around that library, so you could just go find one if you were in need.
Yeah.
Just go on a hunt.
Just go on a hunt for something to throw at someone's head.
What books would be acceptable to throw at a person's head?
Anything by Ayn Rand.
And we do probably have that in the library, so.
Oh yeah, they got everything in the library.
Food.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking through this food article, and oh look, there's Tom's Restaurant, a restaurant in New York City. I went and ate in that restaurant when I was in New York.
Uh-huh.
You know the really nice thing about it?
What?
It's still just like a normal ass restaurant. They didn't raise the prices.
Oh, that's good.
It's not like a tourist destination. It's just like a
That's cool.
A diner.
There can be only one.
Only one Seinfeld.
Oh my god, I bet there's Seinfeld Highlander crossover fanfic out there.
There definitely is. You put that slap bass over anything, it makes it funny.
Kramer is definitely an immortal. He definitely has a sword in his apartment.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes he feels the presence of another immortal. Goes and chops that dude's head off.
Do you think we can get to Soylent just by clicking on texture?
No.
One of the textures.
We got 9 minutes. We really got to look for meal replacement.
Gritty and grainy.
We don't know what the texture of Soylent is. It could also
looks that way.
It could also have disturbingly no texture, like no discernible
texture free.
Like, it could be like, yeah, you can tell it's wet and it's in your mouth, but it really doesn't feel or like just, give you any kind of sensation.
It just slides down your throat imperceptibly.
In there, yeah.
Ew.
Could be.
Okay. So types of food, like this isn't going to work.
Comfort food, fast food, junk food.
Food science.
Natural food. Oh, man.
List of foods. List of prepared foods. I'm kind of curious about what optimal foraging theory is. Not that I'm going to click on it.
Yeah, that's food engineering.
I think that's got to refer to like, you know, when they engineer the bag of Cheetos so that it optimizes how many people want to eat it. That's like advanced flavor technology is what that's talking about.
No, it could also be like enriching foods,
yeah,
which would be close to the Soylent.
But is what he's doing science?
Oh God, no!
is Soylent science?
Hell no! He ticked off all the boxes of what technically constitutes like a food.
Yeah, he looked at the nutrition label on a box of Cheerios and was like, "These are all the nutrients that shall go in Soylent."
Yeah. Actually, you can make your own Soylent at home.
Just
grind up
some
Cheerios. Put some water in it.
Heart healthy.
It'll actually taste like way better, I bet.
Yeah, probably.
And not look like semen.
Okay, list of food?
List of foods.
List of foods?
List of foods
or list of prepared foods?
List of foods.
Okay.
Do you even prepare Soylent?
No, but someone does.
Okay.
Okay, well, prepared foods is a subcategory, it appears.
Great.
So
Good. Let's scroll through this list. Let's find whatever actual food is closest to what isn't a food, aka Soylent.
Okay, breads, dairy products, eggs, legumes. Oh my god, it is a list of foods.
It's pretty much just a list of foods.
This is an exhaustive list of foods.
Shit, I haven't been keeping track of what article we're on.
It doesn't, whatever.
How many steps has it been? Oh wait, no.
We can remember it, right?
What?
We can remember.
No, we can't. Our memory.
We can use history. We can use my history.
Oh, that's a good point. The internet is there for us. Okay. Yeah, we're going through this list at like a pretty fast pace, but everything foods. Here looks like a real food.
Okay, convenience foods, also known as... Oh, okay.
Wait.
Commercially prepared food designed for ease of consumption?
Dehydrated shredded potatoes? That doesn't look at all like...
That's okay, that's a different thing. Never mind.
That doesn't look at all like a food, though. That dips, also looks...
Dips, pastes, and spreads. Pastes. Guacamole, my favorite paste.
Yeah, for sure. Dumplings, cookie dumplings, suspiciously absent. Those cheeseburgers look kind of good.
Yeah, everything on this page looks super good to me.
Some pretty okay food photography on this page.
Ooh, some yummy nudes.
Ooh, that's a tasty looking apple pie.
You see those yummy nudes?
It's kind of got some wide lattice work on it.
Oh my god, yeah, so loose. You need to tighten that up.
You gotta cover up that filling.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, hold on, go back up.
What?
Go back up. Gorp?
You never heard that term?
Good old raisins and peanuts?
Yeah, I fucking hate it so much. The first time I was like in college, the first time I ever heard someone called trail mix that, and I wanted to kill them. Like, what are you doing?
Good old raisins and peanuts. Gorp. Gorp is a RPG system, not a food.
I know, right?
It's not, because that's called GURP.
Well, you were real close.
Good umami raisins and peanuts.
I was gonna say GURP is actually another word for Soylent. Good unraisins and peanuts.
Okay. Oh god.
Taboo food and drink.
See, also, yeah, taboo food and drink. That might qualify if I was the one compiling that list.
Food products.
Jesus, they're not making this easy on
list
us.
List of foods by calorie. What the fuck?
That's so dumb. Wikipedia.
You no sorted all foods by how many calories are in them. Okay, foods by cooking technique, food products, antioxidants in food, list of beverages. Was it a beverage? Specialty food.
Taboo food and drink. I got it. No, go to taboo food and drink.
You got it?
I got it.
All right, I'm trusting you on this. This is a leap of faith.
Okay, taboo food and drink. Look for people.
The list of prohibited foods is just like every animal and then chewing gum.
Look for people. Look for people.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
You
can't eat people.
You got it. You got it. You can't eat people. Okay, cannibalism. Cannibalism generally, or let's see. Oh my god. This list of, see also these times when people ate people.
Yeah. The Donner Party. You're going Air Force Flight 571. Okay, I guess just cannibalism, the main page. So let's click on through this fast.
Okay, and like cannibalism in like...
In fiction?
Fiction.
Maybe? You should be able to get to Soylent Green.
Definitely should
from
be able
cannibalism.
To get to
Soylent
Green.
Like, come on.
List of incidents. Jesus Christ, this is dark. List of incidents of cannibalism.
Oh, Jesus. No, we got into the
Idi Amin. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
The Road by Cormac McCarthy.
Okay. Spoilers? Shit.
I haven't read that.
I haven't read it either.
Damn it.
Fuck.
We can't know.
I guess I know why people flip shit over that
modern
book.
Era. Are you fucking kidding me? How is there no cannibalism in popular culture?
Well, there's not generally too much cannibalism
myths,
in popular culture.
Legends and folklore.
But not...
Medical,
oh, my God.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are we just stuck in a hole now?
And we've decided that you can't control F.
No, yeah, you can't. You cannot.
Okay.
You gotta be able to see it with your own two eyes.
Fuck.
You can't have the computer do the game for you.
Okay. These serial killers. That flight.
Looks like this might be the end of
the
road.
No, this is not the end of the road. I refuse to give up. We have 2 minutes left. Franklin's Lost Expedition, Donner Party.
This is the point where time's almost up and we haven't got there, and you just get way too into it and start whispering to yourself. Like,
no,
this happens a lot,
doesn't it?
Yeah, you don't know when to say that we've lost.
I don't know when to throw in the towel.
Yeah, Caitlin, it's It's okay.
It's just, this just seems it just seems inconceivable to me, Caitlin, that there's no reference on I'm going to go home and edit Wikipedia and add a section about this cannibalism is
down
in
this path. Madway
is.
You got it. You got what I was trying to say. Look, Caitlin, you're on a page right now about consuming humans, but the only thing that's being consumed right now is you.
Is me.
By the game.
I know.
You need to just like let it go, Caitlin. It's me, Sean Connery.
Let it go.
Let it go, Indiana.
Let it go.
Indiana best. You're my favorite adventuring daughter. Let it go.
I'm going to try one thing. Okay. List of incidents of cannibalism. If any of these are in fiction. Okay. All right. I give up.
All right. Now you can control F on this page because you've given up and see a Soylent pops up. And if it does, you'll feel real bad.
Nope.
Good. All right. This has been Can You Get to That? We did not get to Soylent. Don't drink Soylent. Don't buy Soylent. Don't make your own Soylent. Don't be that guy.
But somebody do make a Wikipedia page about Rob Reinhart, because he should have one. He doesn't get to be exempted from this shit.
He doesn't get to have his...
He's a meat human like other meat humans.
Yeah.
And he's famous enough for his own goddamn Wikipedia page. So somebody put him on there.
Someone put him on there so that we can go on there and then edit the article to make fun of him, because anybody who's famous, that should be a liability. I should be able to go onto your wiki page and say that you have
a small dick.
No, I was just gonna say something more pointed, like say that you're a freak who thought that making himself not poop was a good way to save
water.
Say that you're a freak
who put a screenshot from the film The Matrix Revolutions on a blog post
about abandoning your kitchen. say make a page and make sure that you're like, that you intone that this guy has drawn a comparison between like unfair labor and like that kind of practices with like just having a kitchen and doing stuff in it.
Having to make your own food.
Like,
you know what?
Society's,
you know,
made slaves
is?
Of us all,
you know,
because we have
whole,
to cook. Like,
you know what
are you
his
saying?
Whole thing is? This is his entire thing. This is why he hates cooking so much. He's just basically, he's a fucking man child, right? He was raised by, I'm sure, a couple of lovely people who wanted him to have everything, and they cooked all his meals for him, and he never had to do any of it, and he never learned to cook.
And then
that's why he invented Soylent.
And then he had to make one fucking egg and just gave
he
up.
He just imploded.
Anyway, I'm Matthew Olson. I can make an egg. It's not great, but you know what? I don't cry about it and then go make a nutrition replacement fucking slurry and call it dead people, but not really, though. Read the book. I don't do that. I'm Matthew Olson. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. I also do another podcast called Twin Peaks Peaks with my friend Ashley Brandt, where we watch Twin Peaks. So look into all that.
Yeah, I'm Caitlin Best. You can find me on Twitter at BestKaBest. That's BestKaBest. Or you can search for Snacks de la Rocha, which I'm pretty proud of as a punny display name. Or you can just come over to my house and I'll make you some eggs any style you want, and they're going to be great. You're going to love them.
Okay. Well, that seems a little pointed.
Just saying. Anyway, this has been Can You Get to That? We'll see you next week.
Bye. Cue end theme music. Do, do, do. Boo, 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 boo. Boo, do, 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 do. Boo, do, boo, boo. Boo, boo. I'm going to replace this with the MIDI later. Trust me.